Continuous flow manufacturing environments. The make-to-stock continuous process, or flow, environment includes operations that use a continuous sequence of steps to transform a single resource into multiple products. These operations may be based on high-volume line processes, such as product-based assembly lines, or on continuous processes conducted by process manufacturers, such as manufacturers of chemicals. The continuous flow environment is distinctive in some important ways. Divergent product structure. With a divergent product structure, a single raw material such as crude oil can be transformed into a large number of different products. Contrast this with what happens with discrete products in a job shop or batch production environment, where many raw materials are brought together in an assembly process to produce discrete products singly or in batches. Capacity plant first. In the continuous flow environment, production is scheduled to meet forecasted demand. Production is planned for efficiency and ability to meet production schedules. The challenge in this environment is underutilization of capacity. Line and continuous process technology is large and usually expensive. Imagine complex assembly lines and robotic elements controlled by software systems or large smelters and rollers in a steel plant. When lines are not producing, they are not generating product and potential revenue. Continuous flow. The most economical production approach is long runs, high capacity utilization rates, and few setups, which, because of the size of the technology, can be expensive. Perspectives on efficiency. The focus in the engineer, make, and assemble to order environments is the efficient use of materials, inventory and storage or in process that is not generating revenue. In the continuous or flow environments, the focus is on capacity. Capacity planning for repetitive manufacturing environments, such as assembly lines, is addressed next. Capacity planning for process manufacturers, such as oil refineries, is addressed separately since this is a more involved discussion. Capacity planning in repetitive manufacturing environments. Repetitive manufacturing takes place in production lines, assembly lines, and work cells. It is a material-dominated planning approach in which the production output needed to meet demand is established, and then the capacity of individual workstations is balanced so that work flows without interruption or accumulation of inventory from one workstation to the next. The process is designed to minimize work and process inventory and lead time, eliminate waste, and support frequent new product introductions. One of the lean techniques used in repetitive environment to manage capacity is line balancing. The goal of line balancing is to keep an assembly line moving at the planned line rate by ensuring that the flow of work is consistent. This rate is referred to as the takt time when customer demand is used to determine the desired rate.